Start now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
My invention is called the Crazy Boom.
Mohammed Condi is reading a short story he wrote entitled, aptly enough, Crazy Boom.
I can go back to the prehistoric times. Like if I wanted to see George Washington or a dinosaur, I could because my invention. My brain is bigger than Albert Einstein. 10 times bigger.
So Condi uses Crazy Boom to go back in time and befriend George Washington. And he convinces George to chop down the cherry tree. Then he lies about it, but there's still a happy ending.
I got grounded because of George's death, but we were still best friends.
A26 Michigan publishes about 250 stories every year, just like Crazy Boom. Okay, so nothing is just like Crazy Boom. Volunteers also help tutor kids who are struggling with math or reading or getting homework assignments completed. Mohammed Samaro is a junior at Pioneer High School.
I do sports and, like, it's hard for me to do homework at home.
And Samaro's parents say keeping up his GPA is a big deal.
So they thought it was a really good connection to come here, do my homework, and then I can go do my extracurriculars.
826 Michigan is financed by two things, donations and proceeds from its stores. The stores have a robot theme, sure to put your average 7-year-old at ease. There's robot books, robot kits, robot posters. There's an incredibly rude coin-operated robot. The robot can occasionally be serious. When it's not fed a coin, it will spout random digits of pi to get your attention. The Detroit site will have a store like this, too, eventually.
There really are a lot of things in our way here. I'm sorry that you're having to walk over planks and dust.
Amanda Yulee is executive director of 826 Michigan. 826 refers to the original street address in San Francisco, where the group originated. Yulee is showing me the site they've chosen, near Eastern Market, a long, narrow, two-story section of a warehouse built in 1895, with three big windows at one end of the second story and three big windows at the other.
And you can see the ceiling is pretty high in here. So I think it's going to be a dramatic entrance for the Detroit Robot Factory.
Yulee says for some kids, 826 Michigan is one of the few times they've gotten one-on-one attention from a caring adult. Homework matters. Their ideas and creativity matter. And while she acknowledges that creative writing is more intangible than what some other nonprofits do, like feeding low-income kids or keeping them out of danger on the streets, she says it often has a lasting effect on their self-esteem and confidence.
A corner can be turned. No matter what else happens in their lives, they can look back and say, I did something that was so important and so good and was so respected by others that it's in a book. It's in a real book.
826 Michigan is in the middle of fundraising right now for the Detroit site. They're halfway to raising $150,000 to match a grant from the Knight Foundation. Yulee's wish list is both simple and big. Volunteers, money, construction materials. She hopes to open the Detroit Robot Factory this summer, with tutoring and writing workshops starting in the fall. For State of Opportunity, I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.